Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's nice to be with you. I'm trying to pick you out amongst, I see some of you. You know, in one aspect, Dromore and Lisburn are very similar. Come around to a certain time of the year, they have a great array of flags, and they seem to be various ones, and I don't know what they all stand for. But I brought a flag that I'm sure, I'm very positively, that it has never flown in Lisburn. I might be wrong, I've never seen it flown in Dromore. Now, the boys and girls that have been to Sunday school should really know where this is from. Yes, but we're not going to ask you this time. We're going to be bold, we're going to be cheeky, we're going to see, does any of the dads and mums know where this flag is from? That caught you out, didn't it? Now, don't you be telling your dad. I don't think they know. Right. Good man, Zimbabwe. Now, I don't know where you'd go to get one of these. I got this up at the falls. Now, not the one down in West Belfast, Victoria Falls. And I thought it was a beautiful flag, and I had to get it. And I'm sure the time that the nation came into being in 1980, they had great aspirations for their country. Very sad to see the way it's going today, and I would exhort you to pray for that country. It's quite a colourful flag. To the best of my knowledge, there's only one other flag in the world that has more colours than this. I'm not going to test your knowledge, but it is actually South Africa. We have black and white. And, of course, there are black and white people in Zimbabwe. Not as many whites as there used to be. But nevertheless, we have red. And unfortunately, not only in the past number of years, but down through its history, there's a lot of bloodshed. A lot of people have been killed. Blacks, whites have killed. Blacks have killed blacks, so forth. Then we have yellow, or gold. And yes, there is gold to be found in Zimbabwe, along with other metals. And then we have the green. Now, you think that Ireland is the only place that grass grows and things are green. I was speaking to a man in Brazil on one occasion, and I said to him, "Have you ever been to Ireland?" "Oh, yes, it's a lovely place." "It's so green." I says, "You know why it's so green?" "Oh, yes, it never stops raining." But, you know, the first time we went to Zimbabwe, we went in the month of October, and the trees looked as if they were dead. The lawns were brown. The fields were brown. But the next time we went was in December, and the rains had come, and the grass was growing so lush. Was growing up so high on the side of the road, and had men out cutting it. But you know, as I looked at this flag, I said, you know, the spiritual lessons to be learned from it. You see, right in the very center of the flag is black. Now, we know what black stands for. We associate black with sin. No matter how young you are this morning in this church building, you have a heart that is sinful. You have sin. You see, up here we have the gold. And the gold speaks of heaven. We are told that the streets in heaven are paved with gold. But you see, the Bible says that because of our sin, we can't get into heaven. Our sins would need to be washed away, and our souls would need to be made white. But if you can see the flag, between the black and the gold, there is the red. And you see, that is the only way in which we can get into heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ had to go on the cross and to die for our sins so that he could make a way whereby, if you come and trust him as your Savior, that you can get into heaven. And then on the very outside, there is green. And you see, the Bible says, if any man, woman, boy or girl is in Christ Jesus, they're a new creation, they're a new creature. And there's new life within them. And if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, then there'll be changes in your life. You'll become a new person. But you see, I hope you can see this away at the back. There are seats at the front. It's your own fault if you can't. They have a little symbol here. And that is the fish eagle. It's the symbol of the bird of Zimbabwe. And of course, they're all very proud for to show you, if you were there, to show you a fish eagle. It is on their money. I think it's still on their money. I'm not sure, but I have some of their currency at home and it's still on it. I also have a cap on us in it, and that's their symbol, and they're very proud of it. And they'll say, oh, that's the fish eagle. That's the symbol of our country. So if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, remember, don't be ashamed of him. When you go into school tomorrow, or the grown-ups, whenever you go into work or wherever you go, never ever be ashamed to tell others that you have a wonderful Savior and that he's your Savior, and tell others about him. Thank you very much.